transforming power of the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, and the breakthrough. As the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Selman, brings you God's word with accuracy and the power.
Hallelujah. Let's hold our hands together and pray in the Spirit. Lord, we bless you. Make contact with someone. Let's pray in the Spirit. Let's bless the way maker. Shabro kataparanda zigete belekatos. Are you praying? Shabrende ke pakarusa kaprede ke sira nabos. Plebrasada bando brahasada balagatos. Please pray inside, outside. Shabro kato salabrende ke deko shada brahasada balagata predeke. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From everlasting to everlasting, your name and your name alone be praised. Mighty God. Hallelujah. I'd like you to pray for your neighbor and say, Father, visit my neighbor in a radical way tonight. Let your heart be open, let your faith be lifted. Are you praying? Sigabara go to secret. Pray for yourself. Lord, I will never return the way I came. Lift your voice and pray. Give me an encounter tonight. It is my service. Gathered here tonight because we believe you. We believe you are the Son of God. We believe you are all powerful. We believe that it is within your power to provide supernatural solutions. So, Lord, we are here in our multitudes, expectant, opened, believing, ready to receive, O God. I pray that none of us will go back disappointed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word come with fire tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, grant us testimonies beyond our imagination. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Good evening. Please greet one or two people and you may be seated. Welcome to our first miracle service for the year. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Those outside, can you shout a loud hallelujah? Praise the Lord. The Bible says the shouts of joy and victory will not depart from the tent of the righteous. I'll share a few things with us and then we'll pray. We have a lot to do tonight. And I trust God in this year of extraordinary fruitfulness that He truly will grant us grace to produce results. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's start tonight with Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28. It's important that when you come to the house of God, you come with a Bible. At the least, you should have your Bible on your phone or whatever device you have, but at least you should come with a Bible. Make it a habit to come with a Bible and something to write, even if it's to type on your phone or your electronic devices. Don't just put your hands in your pocket and come to the house of the Lord and revelations continue to come that can change you, but then you are not able to preserve. When He showed John these revelations, He said, write, for these words are faithful and true. Matthew chapter 28. I'll read from verse 18 to 20. Jesus left us what we call and know to be the Great Commission. He started with the 11 disciples, but by extension is a mandate and is a command that is for every believer. 18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, some versions use authority, the word there is exousia, authority, all authority in heaven and in earth is given to me. Go ye therefore, I like the account of Matthew, go ye therefore and teach, not just go and witness, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 20, he emphasizes again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So we are given a mandate. Please listen, everyone. We are given a mandate not only to evangelize, but to mentor nations, to teach nations. Are we together? Part of the Great Commission is not just to win souls, but to disciple them. Discipleship is a system of mentorship that causes you to conform to the life and the character of the mentor. So we are mandated by God to not only evangelize, like make sure that their eternal destinies are secured, but to go a step further. He says, teaching all nations. We are mandated to disciple nations. The word nation there does not just mean physical geographic territories alone. It also means spheres of influence. Are we together? That we should take the message, the life, and the power of Jesus to every sphere of influence. And we should teach them to observe everything we have been taught. He taught them certain things, the secrets of the kingdom. And he said, take this truth to the nations. Teach them. Mentor them. Bring people to a point where they are not only saved, but they are matured, discipled. Are we together now? It's very important. To disciple nations means that certain things must be at work in your own life to qualify you to disciple nations. I just wanted to start on this note. Number one, to be able to disciple nations, you must be a model, a representation of God's intention for the people. That means that you disciple people when you become what you want them to be. Are we together now? Yes. If you want to disciple career people, then you must sustain an ability to be excellent. You must rise to the zenith, the pinnacle of your career pursuit. That way you become a model and a reference enough, worthy
to be emulated. Are we together? If God is sending you to disciple people in ministry, you must excel in a way and a manner that is both supernatural and is worthy of emulation. If God is sending you to mentor people in the area of finances, you're not going to mentor them being poor and hoping to be blessed. You must become an epistle of what you want them to be. Are we together now? So discipling nations would require that we become models, epistles. We become the points of reference so that the people can have an idea. Transformation is easy when there is a reference. It's difficult to transform people if there is no reference. If you want people to prosper by God, you have to trust God to prosper yourself so that you become a model. If you think there is an imbalance with finances, for instance, then become the correct model of it. Then it's easy for them to cut away from the imbalances. Are we together? If you want to model the anointing, removing the excesses, then become it. It is easy for people to become when there is a reference. Imagine trying to dress yourself and there is no mirror there. You don't know what to adjust, you don't know what to correct. But when there is a mirror, and better still, a photo of what you are trying to look like, then you will know what to adjust appropriately. So you must be a model. Number two, you must become a force and influence. You will never be able to disciple nations if you are not a force. Are we together? A force is an ability that can provoke change. You must be a force. A voice. You must be an influence. That means you must sustain the ability to cause men to buy into your ideologies. Is God helping us? If you are not a model, you are not a force, you are not an influence, then the perspectives of God communicated to you will never spread to the nation and the region that you are sent. Let me tell you this. This already means that if you love God and you truly want to see His glory fill the earth, then it is important for you to find out the area that He wants you to mentor nations in and begin to contend for results in that area for yourself. That's why we came. Are we together now? Yes. If God is sending you to be a pastor of pastors, to teach people the proper way of building and equipping the saints, you're not going to do that with a small and weak and disorganized church, you yourself not obtaining results. Let me tell you this, I have grown to respect the power of results. Say results. It is true that the end of all arguments is results. There is always room for contention when there are no results. And so when the Bible, God speaking by Jesus, mandating us to disciple nations, the approach we are taking now is very difficult because we seldom have the results that we propose to the people. Are we together? So I think the better approach is to not be in a hurry to reach them, but to be patient enough to have the level of result that is undeniable, incontestable, and you can win a nation within a day. This is the strategy. For as long as we continue to propose things that our lives have not captured, we will find out that the people will have legitimate reasons to doubt. So we are here tonight, not just because of ourselves, to say, Lord, A, B, C, this area does not have sufficient results to let people see you in and through me. And I'm here in this miracle service trusting you, like Naaman. Although I'm a captain of the Syrian army, I'm a valiant warrior, but this other side, step in for me. Is someone with me tonight? All power. There is a reason why she said all authority. Because witnessing will require authority. It will require a basis for results. We are not going to suggest to nations. We are not going to step into systems and structures and just suggest. We will need to influence the system to come in with something that works. Almost everyone here has or has used a phone, and almost everyone here is not using the phone he or she is using as the first phone. Is that true? That when the mobile devices came out and got to Africa, we had all kinds of models that we now consider inferior. What made us leave it? They didn't force you. They brought out something and showed you the excellency of that new gadget, and it forced you to carry your own money and go to the market and insist that although I have a 5,000 naira phone, I have been dissatisfied because someone showed me something that the phone I have cannot browse, and so it does not sustain an advantage to connect me to the world from where I am. And I have someone marketed another phone, and it will make me hate something I once loved. Results are powerful. They challenge people to change their minds. Results can make a man change his mind. It is true. Come see a man, the woman said at the well. Come see a man that has told me. That means she had the ability to repent. It's just that everyone who met her did not have enough result to convince her. Most people are not rebels. The level of resolve it takes to persuade them is absent in our lives. Did you hear what I just said? Most people are not rebels. Most people who don't go to church are not that hardened. We have not communicated a dimension of the life, the power, the grace, and the possibilities of the kingdom enough to make them want it. And so we minister Christ from a standpoint of extreme weakness and disadvantage. It's not force enough to draw people. Is God speaking to us now? Most of your family members, let me tell you this. For many of us, it looks very difficult to reach your family members because you look at the hardness of their hearts and wonder, how will I break this ground? Let me tell you something. If God mandated you to reach them, then you need to find out, Lord, what can convince these people enough? For 5,000 men, aside from women and children, to climb up a mountain and stay 3 days without worrying for what to eat. The parents were not irresponsible. Jesus must have done something to them that even made food unnecessary. And he took responsibility and said, look, I have to feed them. Because I'm sure part of the many things he taught them was the responsibility that comes when you become part of the fold of God. And he said, I have to prove what I just said. So don't dismiss them that way. And the disciples said, you've put us in trouble now. These people, we have whet their appetite and they expect a performance. And Jesus said, that's all right. And they got the young lad, Andrew, brought a young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, watch something now. Do you know immediately they ate it, what was their response? We will make you king. Whoever can feed us every day without begging Caesar deserves to be our king. No election. Could it be that this is why politics is hard in Africa and Nigeria? A people came together and said, Jesus, you must be king. And Jesus said, I know it's because you ate bread, but at least they were honest. Who will throw away a bread giver free? To the point that 12 baskets were gathered. I was once hungry, now I'm so full, I just look at the bread. You will have to be king. The same thing will happen in your family. Listen. Regardless of your all this firstborn, secondborn, it's wonderful in terms of respect and honor. But in terms of kingdom advance, whoever has the ability to reveal Jesus in a way and a manner that solves the needs of the people must be made king. Even if it is Joseph, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars will bow. They don't bow to age, they bow to whoever. If the sun and the moon bows, then the person they are bowing to, what is he? That means he's neither the sun, he's neither the moon, he's neither the star. What is the name of that person that the sun will bow to, the moon will bow for? This is the mandate of Jesus. It's not just to carry a tract and meet someone and harass him, and while he looks at you, and then you are done and you present a very miserable Jesus. He will ask you one question you cannot answer. He said, let me go and ask God. He said, but I thought he sent you. Either we are telling lies and just carrying out the ritual of religiosity, or we truly want to disciple nations. Let me tell you, where the carcasses are, truly, there the eagles walk. Human beings have real problems. They are not idiots, except they don't find real answers. They will inconvenience themselves to any level. When men complain, they are not complaining because of you. They are using you to complain that there is not resource enough to keep them. In the days of the generals, by 2 a.m., it means for a service of 6 or 7, people will gather there and not mind whether it is the sun or the moon or rain or whatever, because they knew one encounter with these strange beings that were not like human beings, their lives would change. Most of the people that knew the generals met them only once. They didn't meet them many times. But now, we can be pastors over people for 10 years and nobody can reproduce our grace. And you expect them to still be loyal. People are not stupid, my brothers and my sisters. Are we together? Disciple nations. Not by drumming people's faces and harassing them. Where the carcasses are, there the eagles will gather. No ATM ever called your name once, yet you cannot resist it. When you pass and you see an ATM, even if you don't have money, you have respect for it because of what is inside. I watch people queue before something that is not a living thing, and they are patient for a long time. What if you are that ATM? That is the same way Gentiles will come. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain and above every other hill. Listen, and the nations will say, come, let us go, let us go. They were not invited. They are advising themselves, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. He said, there he will teach us his ways. For out of Zion shall proceed the law. It's time for us to mentor nations with our results. Are we together now? Yes. That the greatest businessman in Zaria is a tongue-talking, anointed Christian. Everybody that needs him will follow him to church without invitation and sit down whether they like it or not. That's how to mentor nations. When you see someone who has what you are looking for rolling before God, whether you know why or not, you will start rolling first before you understand why he's rolling. We are too weak to make Jesus powerful. And this is what we want to correct tonight. Listen, let me tell you this. There is nothing you can do with a man or a people that become a force. When you have results, real results, replicable results, it is impossible for a territory to deny your presence. Here's what Jesus said. Teaching in what we call the Beatitudes, the principles of the kingdom. He says you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. He says you are a city, not like a city. A city that is set on a hill. How can a city be on a hill? Men whom the earth was not worthy of. A city set on a hill. Giving light. Men will light that candle and put it on top of a bushel. For a very long time, pastors have made the church weak because they don't know what else to do when they are not saved. They are the weakest in every society. They are the poorest. They are the whatever it is. Under the spirit of servitude within a territory. I reject that for koinonia. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you are able to disciple and mentor nations. God is giving us influence and granting us grace. And when that influence comes, people will be able to listen to you. You will say the same thing now that you said 5 years ago, and people will cry hearing you. Not because more anointing was added to it, more results is now batching what you are saying. The same thing you said before. Are we together now? Everything they say about you is correct until your results prove otherwise. Everything. If they say your God is weak, they are right until your results prove otherwise. Hearing is my Father glorified. 15 and verse 8, John. Hearing. Brothers and sisters, let us not be hypocrites for God's sake. This is how God is glorified. When ye bear much fruit, when ye bear much fruit, when ye bear much fruit. My mother and my father, when your children become the best and the most influential people within a city and are madly in love with God, they will influence more people within a year than you will do holding a crusade in 10 years. Everybody is seeking for someone to reference his life after. That's why we chase after musicians. That's why we go online searching for people. When people show certain things that we want, even if we know they are lying, we still follow them. If someone decides to wear rags today, if you see the money he has close to the rags, tomorrow you too, since you don't have the money, you can start with the rags. At least you can tear your cloth to look like it, to give you hope that you will become like him. We are making nonsense marketable because there is no result to back it. I vow to myself and I vow before my God that I will never be a weak representative of the kingdom. By every standard, as far as the territories are located for my spiritual impact is concerned, we will have to do something for God that will make God beat his chest and say, truly, I have sons upon the earth. That's why we are here. That's why we are here. And many times you will think that these things are just boastful statements. No. When a man speaks, you need to look at the force backing him. If it is your ability, whether intellectual, physical, whatever, then you are wasting your time. But the power of the highest. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel said, the power of the highest will overshadow you. Are we together now? The mandate of Jesus, it's not more members. The mandate of Jesus is not a greater name for a ministry. The mandate of Jesus is not more people in a register. The mandate of Jesus is not more slaves loyal to a man called a man of God. The mandate of Jesus is that there will be people who understand the kingdom and love him and understand his system to be able to mentor and disciple nations. Your nation must look up to you, otherwise you are failed. If it's business, if it's ministry, if it's family, whatever it is, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Not go and have denominations. Go and make disciples. That you should not give room for any unbeliever within your territory to hold a level of influence that will have to make you bend to God to receive their resources. No, sir. This is a message that the devil has fought for many years. And so many believers, especially we around the northern middle belt and part of the, we are not kingdom and we are not strategic in our understanding. We are morally sound, bless God. We love the Lord with all our heart, bless God. But we find out that our lives are empty, void of spiritual meaning, because we do not know what else to do. So we seek God, we love him, we become anointed, we even fall under the anointing. But to what end was that anointing given? We don't know. So we roam around and hope that the mundane things that we spend our lives on will give us meaning. Nothing else has the ability to give your life meaning than knowing that you are living your life according to purpose and that it is giving joy to the Father. In a few minutes from now, we are going to be celebrating dimensions of the hand of God, the miracles of God. You know why? We are doing this because we know that first, we love the people, but second, it is a testament. That's why it matters when unbelievers hear what God is doing. When believers hear what God is doing, thank God for it. But the real impact is that what God is doing gets to the ears of the unbelievers, because it will compel them. Are we together now? You are gathered here tonight first because you love God. He brought you. But quite honestly, because you are trusting God for various levels of supernatural solutions. People have been here since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, families, groups, ministries. People have traveled, endured all kinds of things because someone told you, or you heard it in a message, that if you came here, your life and your situation will change. Did you think they lied? Sit back and watch what God does with your life in a few minutes. That when you leave this place and go back as a man of God, you will be surprised yourself. The next time you see, you will not come alone. You will be too grateful to come alone. When a mother comes here and sees what God does to her, she will remember immediately that my stubborn neighbor's son. That means they always wanted him changed. It's just that they have been looking for a place anointed enough to make them. Let me tell you, I still say it again and again. I thank God for posters. I thank God for handbills. Please, I'm in no way trying to demean them. But nothing will cover the publicity that real power and real resolve creates. People are too grateful. Rumors spread in overnight. Nobody paid for it, and yet it goes round. That's the same way the word of the Lord can come upon you. I came for Koinonia, a program called the Miracle Service. I just strolled there and my life changed overnight. Madam, the next one is next month. I don't have money. You better look for money. And you see people run around and come and receive. And so our own assignment is to continue to stay with God, to make sure that everybody that comes, you take a level of fire that, like Queen of Sheba, you say, half of this was not told me. If we are not doing this, this is just jamboree and a ceremony and a sin and wickedness. Because when people pay so much price and leave wherever they come from to come and sit down, and then we entertain and make all kinds of noise and jargons, and they go back again with the same pain, we've wasted their time and we cause the heart of the Father to bleed. Waymaker, miracle walk, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle walker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker. I've not even touched what I wanted to share as the message for tonight. That this year your life will change in the name of Jesus Christ. This year your life will change by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's true. Let those who laugh at you laugh. Ephesians chapter 3. Please let me have your attention. I want to share with you a powerful revelation that God put in my heart for this meeting, and then we will pray. Mighty God, we bless you. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. The Bible says, now unto him, please look up. The Lord has been pounding this scripture in my heart, and I need to teach you and show you and make sure that you get it as a revelation. Now unto him that is able to do, everybody say able to do, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Everybody say, ask or think. One more time, say, ask or think. That means there are two ways, listen carefully, your petitions and requests get to God. Number one is through your prayer by verbalizing it. Number two is through your thinking. Your paradigm also is a prayer request. It sends prayers to heaven. The Bible says God will do what you ask or think, not ask and think. That means when you are not praying and you are thinking, you are still praying before God. Your mouth and your mind are also prayer warriors. The only thing is that for many of us, our mouths are better prayer warriors than our minds. Most times our minds pray nonsense. And that's why you find out that the things that you desire, you may not see the results that are consistent with your desires, because there are two prayer warriors in your life. One is your mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart both be acceptable. That means the words of my mouth can be acceptable, but the meditations of my heart can cancel everything. He is able to do, listen carefully, exceeding abundantly, far above all I ask, far above all I think. It matters that the word of God does not just penetrate our spirits alone. The word of God must have an effect. Listen carefully. You will never be a world changer. You will never be usable in the hand of God until the word of God is able to influence your understanding. Influence you. We're talking about fruitfulness. You will never be fruitful this year just because a prophetic word came. As powerful as it is, you can limit God. Your mouth may be praying because you are told to pray, but your mind continues to make your destiny unfruitful. Listen very carefully. Most of the miracles that we need, I submit to you, most of the miracles that we need are in the realm of our understanding and the realm of the mind. Much more than physical miracles, we need a real miracle of a reconstructed understanding to be able to know God's perspective. This is the secret of victory. This is how we win in this kingdom. That's why the preaching and the teaching of the word is very important. Because they are the spiritual systems allocated for bringing understanding. When the word is preached and taught generally, it brings you into a comprehension. It influences your understanding. And when your mind, listen, when your mind changes, then truly your life will change. It's true. You are not fully free until your mind is free. No matter what else around you is free, if your mind is under captivity, then you are really in bondage. Are we together? Let me show you something. A revelation that God gave me for tonight. Luke chapter 4. We are reading 5 verses. Luke chapter 4. We'll start from verse 14. Luke chapter 4. This is Jesus now. Luke chapter 4 and verse 14. After his time of fast and prayer, the Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through the region round about. 15. And he taught in their synagogues. You see, Jesus was a teacher. He was a teacher. He wanted to give people understanding. 90% of his ministry was teaching, teaching, teaching. He built the disciples by teaching. The impartations happened few times. Most of their encounters was the teaching ministry of Jesus. That's how they became apostles. The Bible says, being glorified of all. 16. Let me have your attention now. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. He's about to read Isaiah 61 now. Listen. And there was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Just keep 18. See how many times the various issues required preaching. There were three main issues in the ministry of Jesus that the solution was hidden in preaching. Not doing, preaching. Number one, very quickly, that every time you met a poor man, the solution lied in doing something to his mind. The Bible says he had anointed me to preach, not just to give to the poor. He had anointed me to do something to their minds, because the issue, whether it is, some versions say meek, it doesn't matter, no matter how you see it, it still requires preaching. So when you see someone in a financial predicament, God's recommendation is that that person is not yet free until the word of God is able to do something to his mind. Otherwise, that person will remain in bondage. How true. Bless someone who is poor in his mind 1,000 times. His mind will turn his life back to look like his mind. When it has to do with the poor, the secret to really helping them is to camp them under the wisdom of God's word. And the Bible says to preach the gospel to the poor. The next sets of people that require preaching, amazing, amazing. This is where the apostolic and prophetic ministry in many regards has failed woefully. The next set of those who require preaching are those who are captive in need of deliverance. It didn't say to conduct deliverance. It said to preach deliverance. That means much more than driving the spirit entity in their lives and around their situations. Jesus is saying they are not fully free until deliverance is preached to them. Listen to my teaching, the mystery of deliverance. I call this deliverance through transformation. That your mind is reoriented again to have spiritual understanding that keeps the door closed. One of the things, and I thank God that this is a ministry that believes in the whole counsel of God. Shortly, we are going to be praying, casting out devils, and just taking away these influences that stand the way of people. But then the Bible says that the journey to deliverance will continue being a cycle, a helpless cycle, to the point that it becomes a mockery, until the preaching dimension, not the laying hands dimension, not the prophecy dimension, the preaching dimension. There is something that must be captured in your deliverance message that affects the minds, not just the spirits and the bodies of men. Otherwise, these spirits will make a mockery of you. They will leave the people and return back, because their mindsets have become strongholds. The spirits have created fortifications around their thinking that will allow the spirit come back again. Are we together? To preach deliverance, not just to conduct deliverance. I admit to you that it is here that the apostolic and the prophetic ministry in many regards has failed, because of the charismatism that is around ministering to people. Seeing someone fall, roll under the anointing, you know, when that happens, it looks like it's an accolade on you as the man of God. And so we enjoy it, no matter how many times you must go through that rigor. I'm satisfied, provided it helps in making me shine. But the Bible is saying, by and large, the delivery will be tired. Permit my English. That person is not going to, except if it's a fresh impartation, and the person must know the new grace that is different from last week's falling. There's a lot of mess in the body of Christ. Demons continue to make mockery of our ignorance. Many people are permanent gateways for the entry and the exit of spirits. It was Jesus himself that carried out the demonology lecture. He didn't give anybody. He handled that course by himself. And this is what he taught us. Remember, when Jesus talks, you listen. He says, when a spirit leaves a man, that means spirits can leave men. We know that apostles and prophets, God has helped us in that area. We know how to make spirits leave men. But the Bible says that spirit will go through dry regions, seeking for a place of refuge. Are we together now? And then the Bible says, not finding a place of refuge, Here's what the Spirit will say. Remember, the person had been delivered now, and he's jumping in the church and he's happy. Hallelujah. Doors are opening, and the Spirit is saying, I'm coming back. The Spirit is saying, I will go back, like the prodigal son. The prodigal son said, I will arise and go back to my father. The Spirit says, I will arise and go back to my house. He's calling the person who had been delivered, my house. That means he's still laying claims. He comes back according to Jesus and finds the house swept, clean, but empty. Everybody say empty. Say it, empty. There is a law in the Spirit that anywhere there is void, anything can fill it. When there was darkness and void, the Holy Spirit came to hover around it. Swept clean through deliverance by casting out the devil, but then empty. Because the word contents that will fill that person and close the door permanently is not there. He has not received the preaching dimension of deliverance. To let you know that now that this Spirit has left you, are we together now? To begin to educate you into understanding what Christ has done for you, and then to help you to be able to stand your ground, like Paul would teach in the book of Ephesians. Supplying you all the spiritual arsenals that can keep you safe now that you are free. It's not there. So the Spirit will route through anything, anger, jealousy, and gladly stroll back into the person. Unfortunately, Jesus said, no spirit returns alone. It will gather seven others, more dangerous than itself, and return to the person, so that the end of that person is worse than the beginning. If you're with me, say amen. This is why there are many temporal miracles. You hear people say, I received a miracle. A spirit left me, and then I started this, and then the situation gets compounded and it becomes worse again. Because the person does not, or he has not been educated to see the relevance. You see, let me tell you this. Come. The moment you cast a spirit out of a person, or out or around a situation, spirits are not only in people. Spirits are also in situations. Situations are bodies that spirits can possess. Are we together now? Yes. So that situation or that body, the spirit leaves. But the individual, listen carefully, the individual is here standing, and his mindset has not been changed, has not been altered. The mindset becomes a gateway. That spirit enters back and continues to influence the person. And when this spirit study the man of God, and they know that the man of God may be well-meaning, he may be very anointed, but his word content is very low, they no longer will be afraid. Even before you cast them, they'll just go out. And you will think it's a sign that you are getting more anointed. It's a sign that they have mastered your ignorance and created a way of insulting you. They will freely go and wait immediately after the grace. They enter the person and continue to go. So you see the labor. It looks like this warfare is endless. You will continue to cast out demons and demons and demons and demons forever. Whereas there can be victory established. Are you with me now? That's why you can have a particular dream or series of dreams or all kinds of attacks, and then you can have a strong season where there is an emphasis on the ministry or deliverance ministry or something like that, and then the demons leave. And afterwards, the patience and the interest to allow deliverance be taught you is not there, and these spirits will return. They are stubborn spirits, so said Jesus. They don't leave and go away. Even Satan left Jesus for a while and came back. Came back through Peter. Came back through Judas, until he thought he got Jesus. Are we together? The body of Christ does not have the patience to allow the word of God. Let me tell you this. If you are not teaching people, you have to teach people the value of sitting to receive and to grow in the word. The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you in all richness. You are a man of God here, please listen. It is not so much about manifestation and rolling under the anointing and all of those kinds of things. Train your people to sit down and listen to the word of God. And then train yourself to make sure you understand what you are teaching, so that the people are not listening to what becomes poisonous to them. If you're with me, say amen. When believers were saved in the early church, they were not just left to go. A few people were left without real spiritual follow-up, and you saw what happened to them. For instance, in Acts chapter 19, the Bible says, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, he came and he found certain disciples, supposedly. And then he asked them a question. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since he believed? And they said, we've not even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And then he said, unto what baptism then were you baptized? And they said, unto the baptism of John. And Jesus corrected them and said, no, the baptism of John was a baptism of repentance, so that you will believe on who that will come. And then they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, and Paul laying his hands upon them. The Bible says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to pray in tongues and they prophesied. They were 12 in number, all of them. That was a new level for them. When you just back down a little, you read from chapter 18, the last six verses. The Bible talks about a man called Apollos, a great man. He was an eloquent man, fervent in spirit, mighty in scripture. The Bible says, but he knew only the baptism of John. And then one day he came for a meeting, and then Aquila and Priscilla met him. And then they expounded to him the way of the kingdom more perfectly. And then he became more useful to the body, because he now began to argue based on the new light that he had. You must pray and cast away ignorance. The worst oppression is not demonic oppression that the spirit influences you. It's that when the spirit saps your desire for the word, so that you do not have time. And especially for we men of God, it's possible to be reading the Bible just because of the pressure. I've been ministering right from Saturday, back to back, every day up until yesterday. Dash in here to come tomorrow, I'm back again to finish the conference. You can imagine, over 18 sermons within 1 week. So it's easy. I can be up and doing, just studying the Bible as though I have an interest. But it may be that it's just for the formality of finding a sermon. And these spirits watch out for these kinds of things. Are we together? You prevail as a believer when your understanding is altered by the word of God. It gives you an appreciation for excellence. It gives you an appreciation for diligence. It gives you an appreciation for knowledge. It gives you an appreciation for value. You see the all-surpassing excellency of God's power. It will make you need the Holy Spirit in your life. It will damage ignorance from your life and strengthen you to be effective. And remember, the more your spiritual capacity is, the more God can flow through you and from you to others. This is how to disciple nations. Are we together this night? So give us Luke chapter 4 again. Let me finish up and then we'll pray. Mighty God. So the poor need the gospel preached. Those in need of deliverance, much more than the casting of the devil, they need to understand the message that the Bible calls preaching deliverance. And then number three, look up please. To preach again the acceptable year of the Lord. King James says the acceptable year of the Lord. I think it's the New Living Translation that says to preach the year of the Lord's favor. The word acceptable year there doesn't just mean the day God has agreed. It was a direct translation. But it is the Lord's favor, to preach the Lord's favor. So those in need of favor, it's more than just laying on of hands. It's more than just prophecy receive favor. There is a spiritual education, a spiritual curriculum you must pass through to really walk in favor. It's one of the biggest mistakes again we make in church, because we teach people that favor is unmerited, that favor just happens when God wants to favor you. But it's not true. It's not true, my brothers. Let me tell you this. It is not true. Favor is merited. There is a dimension of favor that operates as though unmerited. But when you truly know what favor is and how it works, you know that it is merited. Merited there does not mean everything, even your obedience, is done by the grace of God supplied. You don't have the power to walk in it. favor is not unmerited. Don't insult any man of God and don't look down on any man of God you hear teaching and saying it's unmerited. That's not what I'm teaching you. You may buy into his understanding and find out that we are saying the same thing. But then I can tell you this. If you are under this leadership and you want results in your life, understand that favor is merited. I've taught you this. That favor is a child that a pregnant woman gives birth to. Right? Proverbs 13 and verse 15. Good understanding giveth or bringeth forth favor. And it says the way of the transgressor is hard. Good understanding is like a woman. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15. Good understanding is like a pregnant woman. She can give birth to a child, and the Bible names that child favor. Transgression is also like another pregnant woman that can give birth to a child, and the name of the child is hardship. Hardship is predictable. There is an exact gestation period, and you give birth to something that you name. Unfortunately, it's life that names it. Hardship, that's the name of your child. Favor, that's the name of your child. So when you tell people favor is unmerited, they just sit down and say, okay, so what do I do? And then they just sit down and say, okay, God, just favor me. And nothing will happen. Most people have not tasted what the Bible calls favor. I've said it again and again that most of what we call favor is breakthrough. Favor is only favor if it is repeated. If it happens just once in a while or once in a long while, that's breakthrough. That's not favor. It's true. Are we together? So when you need favor, Jesus is teaching us in the temple that you must be taught that there is something called the acceptable year of the Lord.
I know there's more that's found in you.
Be careful. Be careful what becomes the foundation of your spiritual knowledge. And don't be ashamed to open yourself for change. Many times we are loyal to our current level, that even in the face of truth, we would rather be loyal to where we are than sustain the flexibility to move to where we need to be. I have absolute disloyalty for error. I'm not ashamed when I find out that there is a need for adjustment and correction. Just because you held on to a truth or a light all your life, the moment you find the truth, you see, your loyalty, you feel like you are betraying your conviction.
And we will never settle for less. I know there's more that's found in you. And I will never, yeah, will never settle for less.
One more time.
We will never say, we'll never settle for that. We know there's more that's found in you.
The same way many of us may have innocently learned that automatically demons just leave themselves out of you. It may be an honest knowledge you have sustained for a long time. You see that? By very well-meaning men and women of God, from a very sincere heart. That's why knowing God is powerful. You need flexibility to know God, because you will know things about Him that it will be like deliverance from a cult. Now, how do I come out of this knowing that all my life, this is what I believed in? I shared with you a story years ago about a gentleman, fine, smart man of God, who for a long time held the view that, look, it was impossible, demons cannot influence people, etc., etc. And he held on to that, and he was a very sincere person, lovely, fine, nice gentleman. And I remember when he came to see me in my room then, as soon as I saw him, I saw a spirit standing behind him that came with him. And then I was trying to look for the most loving way to just tell him, my brother, you may need prayer. No. I don't need anything. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm this. I said, I understand. I'm not about to argue with you, but please, this is what. No. This person came for counseling. Something is obviously wrong with his life. And now I'm seeing that this is what is wrong. And the gentleman will just not agree. And then I pleaded with him to give me a chance to pray for him. And this guy would get up like 15 minutes later, shouting and manifesting and talking under all kinds of things. And then when I was done, he got up. I didn't look down on him. I politely appreciated him. For more than 3 days, this gentleman could not be himself. He went back, according to him, and carried his Bible. He kept sending me text messages. Apostle, so what is the meaning of this? Now, I believe this. I believe that. Do you cry when you buy a better phone? Do you feel bad when you buy a better phone? Don't be ashamed when you are open to truth that is new, but truth it is. Just because it's not something that has been captured in your experience. That's why you must have meekness and flexibility. The goal is not to create arguments and no. If I find out that what I believe now is wrong, I will be glad to repent and find out what the truth is. And in all honesty, come and tell you, I apologize. I've seen better now. I will not be ashamed to say it. But my brothers and my sisters, let me tell you, God has granted us the grace to prove some things. And these things we teach are not suggestions. Are we together? Favor will not come upon you just because you want it. No. The gospel must be preached. You must sit down. And you must be taught the systems that activate favor. And then when the teaching comes, there is an empowerment. It's usually light and grace. Light, grace. Light, grace. Full of grace and truth. 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 That's how it works. When the truth comes upon you, then the level of grace to demonstrate that dimension you have had is given to you. Is someone learning tonight? I'm saying this because most of us are in these three categories. Tonight, trusting God. You came for a miracle service because you are tired of all the things that have happened around your life and are happening. Some of us have come because we are trusting, Lord, can you look down on me with favor? And I'm showing you. Jesus himself teaching at the temple. That's why they marveled at him. 20. Let's look at verse 20. 20 of Luke chapter 4. We're praying shortly. Let's look at verse 20. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister. So there was a man of God there before him. And sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. 21. Let me add 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. When you read down, the Bible says they marveled at him, saying, what doctrine is this? Is this not Joseph's son? Where did he learn this one from now? You must know something new to rise to a new level. What you know has brought you where you are. And if you stay there, you will continue to recycle your results. You must contend for light and glory and truth. That's why I sang that song. And I will never settle for less. I know there's more that's found in you. I told you for many years, demons used to oppress me. Remember my story as a man of God. I went to many people sincerely. Let me tell you this. By God's grace, I tell you this, I'm a student of knowledge. There are few people that study and read like me. I say it with all humility. And so I read lots of books that propose so many things, and I walked in those things. Yet this spirit would not leave me. As a man of God, they would oppress me. I would go to bed and they would oppress me. Sometimes even in the midst of fasting, like is happening to many of you, I will round up the fast. As I'm rounding up the fast, the same experience will happen again. I said, what is this? Will it be honest that I don't have faith? Eventually I found out what was wrong. And God helped me in that area. That's why I continue to trust God to help people in these areas. May God grant you the grace to prove what you know. Not just to say what you know. This is a prayer you will appreciate in the nearest future. May God grant you the grace to prove what you know. Because the end of all arguments truly is results. Consistent results are proof that mastery has been gained. Are we together? And tonight the Lord wants to visit us. Like Benga shared, it's a buffet. A buffet of fat things. He has set the table before us. For yours, it may not be that there's an infirmity you are trusting God for, but there is a level of favor. Listen, God has declared by His Spirit that this is a year of extraordinary fruitfulness. Genesis 17 and verse 6. And I will make you exceeding fruitful, He says. And nations shall come out of you and kings out of your loins. One of the keys I taught you that sponsor extraordinary fruitfulness is the favor of God. This one, everybody must cry it and you must receive it. If every miracle service is dedicated to releasing favor, it will be worth it. Because let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, happy is a man whose jealousy, when the jealousy of God zooms on you, you become a fearful wonder even to yourself. It's true. It's true. You stand back and watch in shock and wonder and say, God, what are you doing? It's not unmerited. It is empowered, but not unmerited. There is an active contribution through knowledge and faith that brings it. And tonight I believe that in the name of Jesus Christ, within the few minutes, we have a very quick walk to do tonight. There are many of us seated here. The truth is that there are spirits around your life and behind the situations of your life. And it does not matter. Trust God that they will lead you. There are others. Your miracle service began while I was teaching. Because now you are gaining understanding. So this is why these things continue to be repeated in my life. But there are others. The mountain that stands before you is a mountain of complete disfavor. If in 3 days no one helps you, something is wrong. The favor of God is not on you. 72 hours is too much for heaven to not respond to you. Forgive me if this sounds arrogant. You will know it's true. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will come to you. I will come to you. You get up in the morning, Lord, thank you. And there's all kinds of favor daily loading you with benefits. And I'm not just talking finance. Finance is not the only expression of favor. It's a needed one, but not the only expression of favor. When God lifts men to make your life easy, you are trusting God for a new dimension in the spirit. Someone goes out of his way and gets a book by an author you do not know and comes to give you, and that book is teaching on the anointing in a way you have never seen. That's favor. It doesn't always have to be money. When we say favor, people think money. You are trusting God for a realm of the prophetic. And then God grants you access to a man of God you never would have had access to. And one impartation brings you into that realm. It is favor. The absence of hardship is the proof of favor. Let me sing this song again before we pray. Don't join me, listen.
And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you.
Favor found in Him. New levels of grace found in Him. Abarakota Shataya. That you step into a meeting as a man of God and you know that principalities and powers yokes, thrones, dominions are about to be subdued. It's not a suggestion. You are not guessing. You are standing from a pinnacle of life, and no power in existence will sustain the ability to negate God's word upon your life. A dear man of God I met, you know, while I was ministering, great, wonderful man. Just yesterday I met with him and he said, Apostle, after a meeting, and he said, sir, I've been trying to get a name for my company for weeks and for months. I'm a man of God and I've been praying and I laughed. Because when something is within your power, you see that? Within your power, given to you by grace. The same way a little child comes to say, please give me pure water, and you can bring out 5 naira because it's within your power. There are some things after tonight, it will be within your power. You see, within your power to speak and change things. Within your power. And I told him, I said, let's pray. I said, this night, you will have the answer. And by evening, he calls me and says, Apostle, I almost cannot believe this, even as a man of God, that I was sitting down and this is the name. This is that. And I told him, congratulations. And he said, what is this? And I told him that this is called the power of God. The power of God is a force. It produces changes. The same way you are sitting quietly now, your life is at the mercy of an anointing. And within few minutes, my brothers and my sisters, I never cease to marvel at what the anointing can do. Just like that. Just like in a twinkling of an eye, and someone's burden has lifted for decades like that. In a moment, and you're waiting for days in Zaria will be worth it. Completely, just like that. Please believe this. If you're a worker in this ministry, believe it. Don't get used to these things. And allow people who come from somewhere to continue to receive. And you sit down and say, wow, I know. No, let's not cheat ourselves. Let's be sincere. God is able to do. Let me tell you, it is within His power to surprise you tonight. Not just to give you miracles, to surprise you. It is within His power to begin to alter systems and structures this night. Not tomorrow, this night. This night. The Bible says every man should minister according to the measure of the grace of God given to him. When you measure outside of the jurisdiction of the grace supplied, it's called pride. Elijah said, let him come, Naaman, Elisha, so that he will know not that there is a God in Israel, that there is a prophet in Israel. You would call that pride, but the result showed it. The same way you are a man of God now, and in a few minutes, if you are a man of God and you came here, I want you to just get ready, because what will come on your life, it will lift you to a pedestal in the spirit that will surprise you. You will walk in strange levels of glory. This is by the Spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? We're about to pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Results are not acts of pride and arrogance. They are acts of the grace and the mercy of God, activated through knowledge. So God takes you to a new dimension. We're going to do we will trust God for a very quick walk. I took out time to teach tonight because this is the real miracle. The performance, all of that, is just a touch and all of that and one prophetic word. But what you are hearing now is it. This alteration that is happening not just to your spirit but to your mind. Find out how many impartation services Jesus conducted. You will be surprised. There were few times, one of which he breathed upon them, received the Holy Ghost. But most times he camped with them. For 40 days, all he was doing was to teach. But do you not know that in the light that comes from his hand is the hiding place of his power? The power of God flows through his word. So when the word of God is coming now, you are immersed in his glory. You see that? And the Spirit entered me. Not just when he laid hands on me, when he spake unto me. I've taught you how the word of God works. that the word of God is like a tray. It's carrying something. You don't receive it just for the word's sake. You receive it for what is on it. If I'm hungry and you serve me jollof rice, you bring it on a tray. Is that true? The first thing I receive is the tray. I receive the tray with joy, not because I need the tray. I need the rice. The word of God is a conveyor of the possibilities of God. So when the word of God comes to you, you are happy because of what is in it and on it. He sent forth his word. He sent forth his word. His word of deliverance. His word of healing. His word of lifting. Have you heard this proverb that in one day a nation can be born? It says, but as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth a son. That means it's possible tonight that before the meeting is over, your phone can beep and you will see something that will keep you on your knees and say, Lord, you just answered my prayer of 5 years in one day. How shall these things be? That's the voice of unbelief. We're talking God here. We're not talking a man. God. No wonder they said, Lord, I believe. But if what I call faith is nonsense, help thou my unbelief. I need help. And Jesus helped him. Men of God, let's trust God for this miracle service to bring us into new realms of glory. Let's trust God. Let's trust God. The path of the just is as a shining light. It shines ever brighter. Spiritually, financially, in grace, in influence, the path of the just shines. Don't allow people threaten you with their ignorance. When people are ignorant, they rob their ignorance on you and make you guilty for opening yourself up to all the dimensions of God as though you are sinning. So if you open up yourself to be blessed financially, they give a body language that suggests that you too, you are joining them in this thing. Receive the whole counsel of God. It is beneficial for all of God to be seen in your life. You embrace the power of God and hate his resources. The pain that is on your child will tell on you and it will destroy your life. I receive the whole counsel of God. I receive the whole counsel. If there is wealth, I receive it. If there is wisdom, I receive it. If there is grace, I receive it. Everything that is on this table. Sometimes you can be served a buffet. And sometimes they can even help you to serve it. And you say, little of everything. Little of what? Everything. And we will never end. Now you join me. We know there's more that's found in you. Sing it from the depths of your heart. And we will never settle for it. We know there's more that's found in you. And we will never settle for it. We know there's more that's found in you. Just one prayer point tonight. Lord, my heart and my mind and my body is open to receive. Everything. Go ahead and pray. Everything, oh God. You're trusting God for a healing miracle. Now is the time to release your faith. You're trusting God for deliverance from all kinds of oppression. Now is the time to believe it. You're trusting God for a new level in the spirit. A new level in the spirit. A new level in the spirit. Believe it for it. You're trusting God for a change of results. Lord, thank you. I have evidences in my life, but I need a higher level of results. Lord, thank you for the prayer dimension, but I need a heavier grace, the spirit of prayer and supplication. Amplify the gifts of God in me. Amplify the grace of God in me. Amplify the supply of the spirit upon my life.
I need to disciple nations. I need to become an influence over a system, over a structure, for the sake of your glory. Pray, pray. Lord, I need a visitation upon my family. How possible are right words? How possible are right words? There is a compelling power that right words bring. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to do it this way. We have to hurry up. We're just going to do four things this night. Number one, there will be a session of prophetic deliverance. I'll tell you what that means. I'll pray for people, I'll minister. But there are times that I'll just speak the word, the case, and then God will deal with that. Number two, if we have the time, the Lord may speak to one or two people. And then number three, we'll take time and minister the healing power of God to the sick. It's very important. And then number four, we'll have the time to pray on our request. And then I prophesy and speak over everyone. And that will be it for the night. That time will come with impartations and all of that. I say this to you, especially for those of you who are coming for the first time, so that your heart can be open. It's going to be a flow all through. And I want you to participate with your heart. Let your heart be open. By the way, you can stand in for your loved ones. And then those connecting online from whatever nation of the world, there's no distance truly in the spirit. You can receive, you can believe, and then God can make this true in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is a grace that I found myself releasing upon the body of Christ in this season, and that's what we're going to start with. The Lord, I don't know, God has been doing something in my life since January this year started. It's the grace for speed. This is what I want to release upon our lives. All through my meetings in Lagos, for every meeting, the Lord has instructed me to release that grace. Listen, no matter how many times you've heard me pray it, I like for your heart to be open. There is real speed that can come upon the saints in this season, that you will run. Just run like Elijah. Are we together? Now, I want to talk to you, especially for those outside. The ushers will only do their best, but they are limited. Usually when I pray this prayer and I release this grace, you will find people running physically by the Spirit of God. There's nothing strange about it. This is an operation of the Spirit. And I want to pray that grace right now from the depth of my heart. You see that? Most of what we need in our lives is speed. You will not complain about delay again when you have speed, because it will not make any difference. God has a system of forcing you to catch up. And I want to pray, those who are coming here for the first time, let this be the first miracle that you receive. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I stretch my hands. At the count of three, I declare the grace for speed. I'm seeing fire coming on the feet of people. At the count of three, I release that anointing in all the overflows. Right now, one, my God. Two, three, receive that grace right now. Receive that anointing everywhere, inside and outside. I release that grace for speed. Life comes to you and you begin to run to overtake the chariots of Ahab. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release speed, speed, inside, outside. I release speed. People are receiving that grace. Strange speed, speed in ministry. In your career, receive it. God is releasing it upon you. No more delays, no more delays by the Spirit of the Living God. No more delays online, offline, localized here. I stretch my hands and I prophesy that grace. Right now, people will begin to run by the Spirit. I'm seeing it in the Spirit. An energizing of the Spirit is coming on men and women. Speed! I prophesy speed! 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 Outside, overflow one, overflow two, overflow three, by the roadside, speed! for you and for your family members. By this grace, I crush delay. I crush delay. I crush delay. I crush delay. I crush stagnation. Remaining in one position. I judge the spirit and the force behind it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling me He's still releasing that grace. But now, over families. Not just individuals. You as a person may be moving forward, but your family is under a strong yoke of stagnation. I stretch my hands right now. At the count of three, may God use you as a point of contact to supply speed to your family members. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Receive that grace. Families, families, speed, speed to the north, speed to the south, speed to the east. Speed to the west, in the name of Jesus. Speed to the middle belt. I release you, I release you, I release you. Tabakate shalikata. Entelekete saparakate shekete. Embrekete kete kete kete. Speed, in the name of Jesus. I cross every power. I cross every force. By this grace and by this unction, I release speed. The Lord is showing me a purple robe. I'm seeing a purple robe in the spirit, and I'm seeing it come on people. Not everybody, but there are specific people. And I believe purple in scripture is symbolic of royalty. It is a system of enthronement that is coming on certain people. Lord, I don't know where these people are. They came for miracle service, but I stretch my hand. May the anointing locate such people now and shift you into a new dimension. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace. Receive that grace. Men robe in royalty. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. For ashes. Pay attention to what God is doing. Beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. I'm seeing in a vision of the Lord, and I'm seeing people, the right legs, being tied with something that looks like a bag. But tied, and I'm seeing on it reproach. That's what the Lord is seeing, reproach. And the Lord wants to take away that luggage of reproach. It may not be for everybody, but in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, that everything that represents a reproach in your life, tonight, here and now, I release by the supply of the Spirit, the grace, and I cast that reproach now. I cross that reproach now. I cross that reproach now. I cross that reproach now. My God, I cross that reproach now. In the name of Jesus. Man of God, I cross that reproach now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Businessman, I cross that reproach now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a grace for biological fruitfulness, like physical, not just maybe financial and all of that, real, to dislodge barrenness, whether it is for you or for someone connected to you. It's time to receive it now. I'm seeing the Lord is leading me to stand here, just this room, and I'm seeing an anointing locating people right here and taking away that yoke of barrenness. I stretch my hand. Whether it is for you or your family members, I'm just doing what the Lord is asking me to do. In the name of Jesus, may that anointing
come upon you now. May that grace come upon you now. That if there is anyone within this row, among those standing, that is suffering any kind of barrenness, I come against it right now. I declare, become a joyful mother of children, a joyful father, a joyful mother, a joyful father, a joyful mother, a joyful father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
The Lord is asking me to do something serious here. Now, this is an apostolic ministry and we are word-based. So whatever it is you do not understand, you rest in the fact that we walk consistent with the Lord. What God, I hope that you don't find it offensive. God is asking me to remove some money and just hold it and speak and release a grace for financial rest over people. This is an instruction. That's why I'm taking out time to explain so you don't misunderstand me. You will be surprised to see what happens. I will not ordinarily do that. No. We represent, we are people of integrity, and this is not some superstitious manipulative thing. But we are in a season of fruitfulness and God is giving me an instruction. So I'm just going to do exactly what God is asking me to do. Just to be able to hold something and release that grace. And that you have the grace to receive, you'll be surprised to see what happens. Father, I've obeyed you in childlike foolishness. I stretch my hands right now. Let this mantle and this unction, Lord, let it rest on your people at the count of four. That in a way you will shift them to such dimensions of supernatural supply. Get ready now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Receive that fire right now. Step into that level of strength abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. I place a grace upon your life. You may look weak, but in the name of Jesus, let there be supplies from heaven. Let there be supplies from heaven. Let there be supplies from heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shabaka tekete leka barakatos. Embrekete tekete tariata. Mantepo barakatos kelekata. In the name of Jesus, I provoke over your life the grace for strange financial supply. Don't say you don't need it. 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 In the name of Jesus, let it give you rest to serve the Lord. Let it give you the fortitude to stop begging in the name of Jesus. And it will allow you to concentrate on the matters of the kingdom and of destiny. I release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we will never stop. We know. And I'm still praying. There are people entering rest right now in the spirit, entering financial dimensions. It is first spiritual before physical. Listen to me, it's a year of extraordinary fruitfulness. Let your faith come alive. There are people entering dimensions and levels of grace and supplies and possibilities. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know. Please, don't come dropping seeds out of ignorance or pressure. Please, please. I'm praying from my heart. If you don't know what you are doing, please don't feel guilty and don't feel under any kind of pressure whatsoever. Are we together? Let me tell you this, my brothers and my sisters. When God begins to speak over your life in an area, it's because he has seen what is going to befall men. And like an ark, he's creating an ark of gopher wood that represents safety. Many people in this year will languish financially. I'm telling you this. Listen, there will be a lot of cries. That's why God is releasing this grace. There will be more people backsliding as a result of lack of resources than just a demonic attack. Please, again, I plead with you. I plead with you in the name of Jesus. Do not be under any pressure. Listen, they did not keep a basket here for you to come and keep money. I'm saying this from the depth of my heart and sincerely so. I'm saying this from the depth of my heart and sincerely so. We are committed to helping you experience God. We are not playing games with anyone's destiny. But I'm saying it again, that there are people entering strange realms. This is more than a miracle alert. This is not miracle alert. This is a realm. It's a dimension in the spirit. And in the name of Jesus, I stand by this anointing again. And I shift you. Step in. Step into this realm of supply. Step into this realm of grace. For your family. For your destiny. Step into this realm of grace. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. I know that God has found me, and we will never fade. We'll never settle for less. We know that God has found me. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a woman outside. The Lord is showing me a woman outside. The power of God is coming upon that woman right now outside. I'm seeing that this is a woman of many sorrows. Her name is not given to me. But I'm seeing that this is a woman outside with all kinds of first financial issues and then family issues. An anointing, a very strong anointing will come upon that woman. And the Lord is telling me that He's bringing upon people the spirit of revelation. It's a dimension of grace. I want to pray that prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know who they are, I don't know where they are, but I stretch my hands. I'm seeing fire, like rings of fire, just coming upon the eyes of people. I release that grace right now. Help them, please. I release that grace right now.
Blessed are you, O Lord, our Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord, our Lord.
Something is coming on you.
Some more come, heaven gates open up. We come to thank you, you order the truth. We are day and night, turning darkness into light, arranging the stars to your feet. But a part of my power.
I'm seeing like a letter, and I'm seeing congratulations on it. And the Lord is telling me it's a grace for jobs. It's a grace for jobs. Please believe now. It's a grace. There are people who have been praying, and the Lord is asking me to count five, just the number five, and a grace will come. For some, you are already walking, but God will lift you like the stars rising. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, receive that grace right now in the name of Jesus. I release that grace. Supernatural testimony of joy in the name of Jesus. Supernatural testimony for you and for your loved ones. I don't care where the job must come from, but I decree and I prophesy this job comes to you speedily in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Listen.
My hands are shaking. The healing anointing. The healing anointing. The healing anointing. The healing anointing. I'm stretching my hand. The healing anointing. The healing anointing. The healing anointing. There are people that need to step into the healing ministry. The healing anointing. Right now I release that faith. The healing anointing. You can't be a man of God without the healing grace. The healing anointing, receive it for ministry. Receive it for ministry. The healing anointing. Outside overflow one. I've seen the angels of the Lord. There are impartations of the healing grace. The healing grace. The healing grace. The healing anointing. Receive it, you need it in the name of Jesus, so you can take the healing power of Jesus to the nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are carrying that grace bodily, you are carrying that grace, evidential grace bodily. Hallelujah. Now I'm ready to minister deliverance. For those people, you bring them out now. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. Lift your hands. We are going to pray. We are going to rebuke these spirits. There are forces that stand the destinies of people. Listen, please. Especially if this is your first time coming. I'm seeing fire. Fire from ground up. Fire from ground. That's from your feet. Rising up. I'm going to count three. Listen. For those people, please, I want them out here. There is a strong fire of deliverance that is going to come upon you and clear the way for you to experience open doors and victory. Are you ready now? Please, I want you to believe it. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. It's not a ritual. And let me have all the people here, ushers. Thank you, Father. Every devil of darkness that followed anyone here, any family, any situation here, in the name of Jesus, it's time for them to come out of their hiding place. I decree and I prophesy that at the count of three, as you shout Jesus, may the fire of God bring a separation between you and those influences. One, get ready. Two, three, shout Jesus. Come out of them now. I cast every devil in the name of Jesus. And they shall cast out devils. I command the spirit influences behind situations, behind circumstances. I command in the name of Jesus that they come out of their hiding place. In the name of Jesus, bring them out. Spirit of ancestry, territorial ordinances that keep men in the same position, that refuse to let them rise. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Bring them out in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a sword, and I know that sword is the word of God. I curse by that sword. Let there be a separation. That every force tying anyone's destiny, you're going to shout Jesus again at the count of three. Be ye lifted, all ye ancient gods. One, two, three. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Release your destiny. You have the
covenant keeping God.
Hallelujah. These hands that I see tied in the realm of the spirit, many of you will feel physical fire on your hands. There will be a strange deliverance. That's why anything you do does not work. No matter if it's a business, it will fail. If it's a relationship, it will fail. Anything you lay your hand, there is a spirit that fills your joy. But right now, I challenge and I attack that spirit. Let the fire of God, right now at the count of three, separate you from that interest. 1, 2, 3. Let them go now. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us in glory. The yoke of bad luck. The yoke of bad luck. The yoke of bad luck. I break it now. The yoke of bad luck. Receive, I'm breaking someone free from this yoke of bad luck. Makato se sekete lekete yakata. Sabranda kato sana kato kene bakarato. Eketo kete 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 kete. I break you free from the yoke of Babylon in the name of Jesus.
Bad luck. It works well for others until you come, and then something strange just happens. All those under the anointing here, I arrest this spirit, and at the count of three, every devil, you will pack your load and every trouble you have brought to this destiny and go. I speak as one sent by the anointing. At the count of three, leave. 1, 2, 3, go out of their life, out of their destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We're so going to pray for the sick. Nada o kaka sunanta o pai de jikaisala. Who is Janet? Janet. Janet. I hear a name, Janet. Janet. There's no time we have. Janet, please don't enjoy anybody. Are you Janet? Stand up. I have the name Janet. Please don't tell lies. Don't embarrass yourself. If you are not Janet, go back. Janet. Where are you from? In the name of Jesus, look at me. I will pray for everybody, but I'll pray for you. Huh? Look at me. Close your eyes. Your family is under serious attack. Where are they? Where are your family members?
They're in Zaria.
Zaria, yes. Go and tell them
that the Lord is bringing deliverance for your entire
Amen.
Family.
Amen.
Huh? Not only. Go and tell your family members that the Lord is taking away the reproach from
Amen.
Your family.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I may not be able to talk to everyone, but I'm still seeing that thing I saw in the vision. That thing tied on the leg, written reproach. 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 And the Lord is taking it away right now. In the name of Jesus. Taking away reproach. This lady, tap that lady holding her hands for me. This, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Just do what I'm asking you to do. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. I'm seeing like oil come upon you. And God is saying He's shifting you to a new level of favor. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I prophesy by the Spirit over you. 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 All of you standing here, for time's sake, I'm going to pray for you. One of you, the power of God is going to come on one of you. The moment that happens, I'll pray for everybody. I'm seeing one person, one of you. The Lord is telling me that the anointing is coming on that person. Not only is God bringing personal spiritual revival to you, God is opening doors of opportunity. Lord, where is that one person? I decree and declare. When that one person is identified, and then I just pray for all of you in general. I'm seeing someone in around the media, where media people are. And the Lord is saying you are stepping into your season of laughter. And just around that vicinity of the media, I stretch my hands. May the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, like a mighty rushing wind, rest upon the individuals within that vicinity. In the name of Jesus, that person must enter into the reality of this prophecy. I'm back to you people in front. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare, whoever that one person is, may that anointing and that grace come upon you. You will never, 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 never be the same. The power of God will come upon that one person. The moment that happens, then I'll pray for everybody. It's just the instruction God is giving me. In the name that is above all names, I stretch my hands towards all of you. By faith and in the Spirit, I declare, for whatever reason it is that God brought you out here, I declare, I place the word of God upon your situation. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that you return with testimonies. In the name of Jesus. My dear, look at me. This lady wearing dark, come. God bless you. You can go back to your seat, all of you. Hold my hands. Hold it with both of your hands. Where are you coming from? From Asaba. The Lord is saying I should tell you that this will be the beginning of your days of glory. This will be the beginning of your days of glory. Step into it by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, you will never be the same. Never be the same. We raise your banner. We shine your light so bright. We sing in honor of you. Lord, we raise your banner. We shine your light so bright. Ladies, every spirit that appears to you in dreams, sleeping with you in dreams, and destroying your destiny, anything good that is about, I'm praying for everybody, but I'm hearing ladies in my spirit to deliver ladies from this spirit. Good things are about to happen to you, and then you have a dream and all kinds of spirits molest you, and that's it. I'm praying, I'm seeing 23. There are more than this, but particularly 23 people, the Lord is bringing strength deliverance for them. Right now, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus, may the fire of the Holy Spirit, from inside this auditorium to the overflow outside online, let there be complete emancipation for such people. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. My dear, this lady wearing pink, lift your hands. Look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can. I'm seeing the Lord take something out of your body. We're about to pray for the sick. But the Lord is taking something out of your body. That's why I told you to shout that name. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the power of infirmity is broken over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, very quickly, our time is gone. We're going to be very, very fast. Are we together? If you are trusting God, listen carefully. Whether you are in overflow 1, overflow 2, overflow 3, if what you have, please listen, if what you have is a terminal disease is something that is akin to a death sentence. Are we together? Like a death sentence. You know what I mean. I don't have to mention names. Please, whether you are in overflow 1, 2, 3, be fair, be honest. I will want to minister by myself to you. Now, number 2, those in here, you can come out and you are trusting God for healing for you or for your loved ones. Overflow 1, please to your projector stand. Overflow 2, same thing to your projector stand. Overflow 3, to your projector stand. So if you do not belong to this category that I particularly requested to come, please, God is here. Make sure you are sincere. Make sure you are honest. I'd like all of you to come stand. I'm about to minister. And there will be men and women of God scattered across. Those by the roadside, I don't know what overflow that will be. Let's say an extension, overflow 4. You will join overflow 2, and then there will be men of God ministering by the Spirit. Please, because of time, you do not, just a touch is enough. We're functioning together under a corporate anointing. So you don't have to particularly, except if they have a personal prophetic word for you, you don't have to just waylay them and harass them and say, look, this and that and that. Just stand by faith. As soon as they pray for you, you go back to your seat, you check yourself, you must return with your testimony. If it's a medical report, whatever it is, I'd like you to just come believing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that together as a team, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, overflow 1, overflow 2, overflow 3, and those online, we agree that this touch becomes a touch that will birth your miracle and your testimony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, as we pray for you, worship team, please help us. Whilst we are doing that, how many of you have your prayer requests? You have your prayer requests, please wave it. So while this is happening, ushers, PR department, please join them. And then if there's a need for that, maybe the protocol department can help. Let's collate the prayer requests very quickly so that we can speak over it immediately. We'll be very fast, please. Dear people of God, let's be very fast as we minister to them so that we can finish up on time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For those of you standing here, I want you to believe there is a God in heaven and that this touch becomes a supernatural touch. Doesn't matter what the situation is, release your faith in Jesus' name. God bless you. I'll just stand on them because of time. Please, if you are yet to submit your prayer request, it's not a ritual. You can wave it and an usher or someone will quickly, please. If you're under the anointing, you can wave it or tell them where it is and they'll speak it for you. Please, quickly, quickly. Those online, connect by faith. Stretch your hands here and let's pray. Father, we decree and we declare. We just have a minute for this in the name of Jesus Christ. Stretch your hands and prophesy. Libra, Kadabrando, Sharekato, dear brother. The same way we are standing on this request, in the name of Jesus, this is establishing your dominion above every challenge, above every situation, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we decree by the power of the Holy Spirit, every impossible situation here, we turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. We turn it around, believe, believe, believe. We turn it around in the name of Jesus.
We turn it around in the name of Jesus. We turn it around in the name of Jesus. We turn it around in the name of Jesus. This is a strategy that the Lord delivered to us. A representation of your pain, your stress, that which attempts to challenge God over your life. No matter how many times we prophesy, we are limited. And this is an opportunity to have everyone. It's like tabling your heart before God. There is a God that answers prayers. This is not a ritual. That's why we bring it before Him. And let me tell you, we have heard of marvelous testimonies from this, and I believe that in this year of extraordinary fruitfulness, that this that you have dropped here before the Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you have brought it before Him, it will never, if it's a tragic situation, it will never return to you again. And if it is a request that must appear in your life, then I decree and declare, I don't know how it will happen. Like the prophet said, you may not see wind, you may not see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water. I prophesy, I decree and declare, in the name that is above all names, by the God of all grace, your answer will find its way to your life. Even if it means happening through your enemy or happening through a man that has vowed not to help you, may my God make it happen for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I prophesy to you that these Egyptians you see today, that you see them no more forever. You see them no more forever. You see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. For many of you, even before this month is over, in the name of Jesus, you will tick your list one by one, one by one, one by one, one by one. In the name of Jesus, we decree it so by the power of the Holy Spirit. We decree it so by the blood of the Lamb. We decree it so by the word of God. We establish it. It is done in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you now. This will be the first time we are doing this in a miracle service for the year. Why do I round up the services with a prophetic word? Because I believe in the power of prophecy, and it is also a spiritual mechanism to send the word to you wherever you are. Are we together now? You don't have to be called as an individual. The word of God comes, is yours for you to receive. And then you see the creative potentials in that word. People's lives have changed, some overnight, just because a word came. And now it's about to come again. Let me tell you, do you know that I listen to the miracle service messages myself, and I receive all the prayers from the man of God? Just because I'm the vessel being used by God does not exempt me from receiving too. I listen to the messages, and God is my witness. I follow every prayer with all my heart sincerely. Are we together now? So believe this and you will see it work in your life. It is only what you believe that will work. Are we together? Favor like never before. In the name of Jesus, beginning from this night, may it follow you like a shadow follows a man. I say it again, favor like never before. From tonight, may it follow you in the name of Jesus Christ. Strange favor, strange favor, activating possibilities in your life. Strange favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, I decree and I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, every overdue issue in your life, an issue that has stayed long, beyond necessary, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that this is the season of strange settlement over your life. May my God, the God of all grace, establish and settle you in every area. In the name of Jesus Christ, every long-standing issue comes to an end now. Everything that misrepresents you before your helpers, the spirit that creates a bad image
in the presence of those who can help and lift you. There is such an operation of darkness that when men desire to help you, something happens around your life. In the name of Jesus, it comes to an end now. In the name of Jesus, it comes to an end now. I pray for you. In this season, you need wisdom, not Sophia, not the wisdom of men, not the princes of this world, but the wisdom that comes from above, that is accompanied with mighty works. He says, I will give you a wisdom and a mouthpiece that none of your adversary can gainsay nor resist. I decree and declare, receive this strange order of wisdom. Receive this supernatural dimension of wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, the level of anointing that you must be upgraded to in this season, so that the hand of God will be evident in your life. I stretch my hand. Let there be a baptism of that anointing upon you now. Let there be a baptism of that anointing upon you now. If you are in ministry, let there be a baptism of that anointing now. For every leader here, let there be a baptism of that anointing now. Everyone due for promotion, your place of work, or your standing in for your loved ones, I decree and declare, we announce and we establish their rising in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The spirit that continues to minister to you that you will die and that you will not see the end of this year. You will die during election, you will die during this and that. A crisis will happen and you will be a victim of this. I silence the voice of that spirit now. I decree and declare, whether by road, whether by air, whether through the operation of the wickedness in man, remain ever exempted from death. In the name of Jesus, may you be too late for tragedy. If it will cause shame, you will not be found there. If it will cause pain, you will not be found there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that whatever it is you're involved with, whether it's your career, the works of your hands, your business, whatever it is that God uses as a channel to increase your influence, to bless people, and to empower you, in the name of Jesus, may grace be multiplied upon you. In the name of Jesus, may grace be multiplied upon you. In the name of Jesus, may grace be multiplied upon you. Some of you, at the beginning of the year, your prayer life is already down. It's too early. Your word life already down. No appetite to study scripture. No appetite to pray. Whether you sleep by 8 o'clock or by 10, you will still wake up by 8 the next day. This one is a spirit. It's no longer tiredness. Anything you don't have control over has been hijacked over by Satan. God gives his beloved sleep. It is true. But slumber is of the devil. There is a difference between slumber and sleep. One of the differences is control. There are some of us, even if you sleep by 2 in the afternoon, you will wake up by 8 or 9 the next day, until good things finish before you wake up. It's a spirit. I curse it from your life. You will go to bed when you want to, and you will wake up when you need to. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has declared over us, but let me declare again over our finances. Please, I will continue to say this. They prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. I decree and declare, this is the season that you step into overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ, no one connected to this grace, no one connected to this vision goes down financially. And I pray for you, those of us who have little groups, ministries, fellowships that were helping and building other believers, and for a long time you have seen that it's like your grace is pegged at a level, nothing new, nothing fresh. I decree, after this miracle service, step into a new order of spiritual operation. Whatever needs to be restored in your life before February, restoration, restoration, to bring back, I command it to your life now in the name of Jesus. Anywhere, we are not praying for crisis during this election, but in the name of Jesus, any pocket of reprisal or whatever that will arise, by the finger of God, may you be far from that environment. May your children be far from that environment. May your parents and your loved ones be far from that environment. Whatever it is that you have asked the Lord that I have not mentioned here, but is a desperate desire in your heart, I release my faith with you as touching the grace given unto me. In the name of Jesus, let it be turned to your testimony. Two more prayer points. May the spiritual fire on your altar, the fire that once called people to you, the fire that was responsible for your honor, the fire that was responsible for your influence, whatever made that fire go down or blew it out, in the name of Jesus, we fan your coals back to flame. Whatever has shot your appetite for knowledge, you used to be a student of knowledge, you buy books, you are online learning and growing, but for some reason, whether carelessness, complacency, or just an attack, now there is no appetite to know and to grow. I declare that after this night, may the grace that causes men to seek God and seek after truth, may that grace be released upon you. Let me add one more prayer. No matter where your loved ones are on this earth, whether in this country or outside of this country, within this continent or outside of this continent, whether in health or not, whether following this service or not, we decree and declare, may the hand, the help, and the favor of God locate them. And even as you are receiving and celebrating testimonies, may your loved ones have the same experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Father, we glorify you. We bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm walking in the reality of every prophetic word. Thank you. I receive every grace. I receive every word in the name of Jesus. Except if you're under the anointing, I'd like us to honor in 1 minute. We will always do this. We're a ministry that believes in soul winning. We believe in giving people an opportunity to meet Jesus. And even though our time is gone, necessity is laid upon us to give someone an opportunity to find God's saving grace tonight. Let's minimize distraction, please. And so for all those here sitting, overflow 1, overflow 2, overflow 3, the roadside, those connecting online, and those in the main auditorium, you are here tonight and the Holy Spirit is ministering to you that you need to make this year different.
you need to give God an opportunity to start afresh with you. Could be that you have given your heart to the Lord, but you need that assurance. You truly need to rededicate your life to say, Lord, I'm handing over everything. We have just a minute or two for you. If you are sitting in overflow 1, 2 and the roadside and in here, I would request you to come just stand in front here, and then those at overflow 3, for the sake of time and distance, I would request that you just walk to your projector stand, and then those following online, you can just follow me as I lead you through this prayer. 2 minutes. The Lord is speaking to you. Please summon the courage. Arise. Let's encourage them. Make your way to the front. God bless you. Those coming from outside, please hurry up. Clear the way for them, please. God bless you. God bless you. There's nothing compulsory in the kingdom, but the benefits are worth the while. Make your way quickly. Someone outside is saying, Apostle, I want to come, but I'm a bit ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Make your way. Run to Jesus. If you're coming, please come quickly. There are contemplations happening in your spirit while you are sitting down. You know you need to be here. The devil will not ask you to be here. The fact that there is a prompting to be here is a sign that the Holy Spirit is ministering to you. Win that war. Get up from your seat and come. Apostle, what if my colleagues see me? It's good they see you so that they become witnesses of your transformation. Make your way quickly. We have just one more minute for you. For those of you clapping in the name of Jesus, this is how many will honor you, because you are committing yourself to encourage those who are coming to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. I understand that in the day and age that we live in, it takes a lot of courage to be very vocal on a decision like this. We live in a time where people pride themselves in being sarcastic. They pride themselves in laughing at others, especially when you are doing something spiritual. Jesus said, whoever will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. I honor and I truly celebrate all of you for the courage to stand, even in the presence of everyone. May I request that you just lift your right hand as a sign of surrender and repeat this truthfully after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart, and I believe in you that you are the Son of God. Tonight, I hand over my heart, my mind, my body, my life to your Lordship. I declare that you are Lord of my life. I declare that I exchange my life for your life. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that I reign in life. The power of sin, of Satan, of the flesh is broken over my life now and forever. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. Jesus, thank you for these precious ones. They have made a decision, for many of them the first time, for many of them securing their eternal destinies. I decree and I declare that the grace that helps people to stand, to thrive and to excel in this kingdom, may that grace come upon you. I open you to the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of the Word that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. I plant in you tonight a fresh hunger and passion for the things of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare I dissociate you from anything that can impede your spiritual growth. May you enjoy the help of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, dear brothers and sisters. Let me request that you follow. There's a lady waving her hands. Please, all of you, follow her in concert. She will lead you to a committee that will welcome you more formally on our behalf. Is this the best you can do, Koinonia? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
We believe you are mightily blessed. connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live, go to mixler.com/koinonia-radio
and download the teachings on koinoniasermons.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate.